well. Now, today, thousands of Australians will purchase a tin of tuna from the shelf of their local supermarket. They'll be aware of the cost and the protein in the tin, but most won't think about how that tin of tuna came to be made. Well, if that tin came from Thailand, the top exporter of tuna in the world, it is possible that it was produced in part by slave labour. Joining me this morning to help consumers raise awareness about slave-produced tuna tins is Dr. Vikram Baku, Associate Professor of Management and Marketing at the University of Melbourne. Vikram, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. So when we think of slavery, imagery of American history or movies come to mind of slavery in the traditional sense. What does slavery look like in the modern age, and especially in Thailand?
Traditional forms of slavery that you've talked about, which is essentially chattel slavery, have been abolished and there have been strong rules about it. Unfortunately, what we are talking about in the current times, which has made kind of a resurgence, is modern slavery, where they could be workers which are unscrupulously, or fraudulently deceived into taking up jobs that they did not know what they were getting into. It's dependent a lot on migrant workers, and this is specifically in Thailand, which is dependent a lot on migrant workers, which are from Cambodia or Myanmar. And some of them don't have valid contracts, and they're working on these boats for extended periods of time without proper sanitation and so forth.
Mm. And so why is it that migrant workers are targets for Thai tuna suppliers?
Thailand, unfortunately, makes a country that is a perfect incubator, in a sense, for modern slavery, because it's one of the richest countries in the region. It has also very low unemployment rate, and workers from the neighboring countries for a better lifestyle and for better earning potential do come across to Thailand to work in the fishing industry, which is traditionally not very high in terms of the Thais working in this industry.
Okay, and so why are these companies allowed to get away with modern-day slavery?
I'm not saying that these companies are deliberately doing this. What essentially happens in a supply chain context, so you're buying your tuna from your supermarket, wherever it might be, and especially with fish and so forth, what happens is as you move further upstream along the supply chain, so you might have a wholesaler distributor, then you have a processing plant, and then you have the source where the fish is actually caught. So for a lot of companies, they are not able to track the source of their product. And that's where a lot of the boundary gets actually blurred in terms of which boats are going out there and under what conditions these workers are being employed. So that's where the problem happens.
Right. So suppliers aren't transparent enough with the specifics of each fishing trip then and the labour involved. Is it the government that's ineffective here, or what needs to be changed?
I think there are a number of things that need to be changed. I think and one of the other big problems, and maybe I'll get to that when you say what consumers need to do, and I'll have some suggestions there. But with the government, and I think the basic point of the article was that Australia has joined a ring of other countries, which is excellent that they have passed a modern slavery legislation. Now, what this legislation effectively means is all companies above a turnover of $100 million will need to make certain declarations about what they're doing in terms of risk assessment and checking their suppliers' credibility in what they're doing, in terms of making supply chains more transparent. So this will put the onus back on companies in terms of starting to realize where their products actually come from. So this is one of the big steps that's being taken around then. And the whole point of the article is around why Australia effectively needs such a legislation.
Right, okay. And so, just to wrap up, what can the average consumer of tuna in Australia do to ensure they don't buy slave-produced tuna?
I think, first of all, I think it's very important for companies to discuss what they're actually doing. So one thing that, as a layman, if you're going out and buying tuna, I think one thing to look very carefully is regarding the labeling. Mm-hmm. If the product says that it has been manufactured in Thailand, to actually look at how the fish has been caught. So you could have two basic criteria there. One could be line and pole, and the other, and if it's line and pole, I would strongly recommend using that, because that effectively means that one line has been used to catch one fish. The other thing is the certifications, and typically one of the safest or the good certifications to go with is MSC, which is the Marine Stewardship Council. Having said that, Marine Stewardship Council ensures more environmental aspects, but not necessarily social aspects. But if you're going down that road, I think these two areas would help make that you are making an informed decision if it is Marine Stewardship Council certified.
Perfect. Well, we'll look out for those then. Thank you so much, Vikram, for your time today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.